Hi, I'm Martin Kessler with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield has noticed lately that some people who make their living from games are playing out of bounds. Golfer Phil Mickelson's shady handicapping of the stock market comes to mind, as does this week's revelation that Roger Goodell et al. Changed their minds about funding an NIH study of brain damage among former football players.
It's great to be an athlete. It's great to be in sports. You do a lot of stuff that might land other folks in courts. And I don't mean the courts for playing basketball, my friend. I mean the courts where pain feels like it might not ever end. Consider, for example, a rich golfer gaining more by means of information that he didn't have before he got it from insiders who knew where the money'd go before the general public knew, for we are often slow. The golfer is Phil Mickelson, and he had friends with friends who had connections with some folks whose means as well as ends are frowned upon by those we charge with making up the rules designed to help ensure that all the unconnected fools won't lose their shirts to wise guys, sharpies, a.k.a. the pros, who trade on others' ignorance. And where the money goes is anybody's guess until they seek it far offshore, where it can grow in secrecy and soon be joined by more. Phil Mickelson got caught, I guess. That happens, as it seems. The consequence can be described as what another dreams of if he's broken laws, and though it might seem almost funny, Phil Mickelson was simply asked to please give back the money. It's good to be Phil Mickelson, there is no doubt of that, and good as well to be Roger Goodell, whose bank account is fat. The league atop which he now sits had said they'd fund a study, until it seemed what was discovered just might further muddy the NFL's contention, which has never really changed, that all the former players who are currently deranged mean nothing much compared to the imperative to sell pro football to the public. And the sale is going well. The league, the shield of which Goodell has worshipped, has said, no, we do not like the doctors, so our money will not go to helping them help players who have made our lives quite grand. Where are your principles, you ask? Ah, well, that's where we stand. Are fans okay with how that sounds? Who knows, and who can tell? Perhaps one day the axe will fall upon the NFL. There may be yet more damning tapes and transcripts and reports, but as of here and as of now, it's great to be in sports.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, be sure to check out this week's show. This weekend marks the 100th anniversary of the Indy 500. We'll hear from the race's official poet and delve into the interrupted history of the surprising tradition. Plus, we'll learn about two stat heads who took over an independent league baseball team. And remember, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.